Well, hello, hello. Here we are with our second session for the Better Communication in Your Marriage audio program. I'm Siobhan Perot, and I am thrilled to be with you again. So this week, we will be talking about the concept of being completely honest. So that is step two in our seven steps to getting our communication right without a fight. And again, we're focusing on being completely honest. So to get started, I want to ask you something. In the times where you feel really frustrated or angry or upset by something your husband said or by an interaction you've had with him, what do you see as the solution to making you feel better? Are you looking for an apology? Do you want him to admit that he was wrong and that you are right? Do you want him to consider your feelings more? Do you want him to just wrap you up in his arms and profess his love? You know, I know for me, imagining some of those things immediately calms me down. And I think it's because sometimes the frustration and anger and upset we feel is just a cover-up for other emotions. You know, really, we want to feel validated. We want to feel justified. We want to feel considered. We want to feel loved and appreciated. But in the heat of the moment, how often do you express what you're really longing for? I'm guessing it usually comes out as accusations or complaints of what he's not doing, what he should be doing, and basically how he's messing everything up. And then he's all defensive, he shuts down, which means that he's really no longer listening, if he was even listening in the first place. And then you get more annoyed, mad, and irritated. And there it goes. As women, we want to be cherished and treasured by our husbands. We want to be the apple in their eye as if no one else in the world could capture and hold their attention, love, and affection like we can. But somewhere along the way, it becomes hard for us to actually say and express that to our husbands. We either expect that he will just know, or that he'll wake up one day doing all the things we want. We don't say what's really in our heart because we're told it's a sign of weakness, and that when someone is frustrating you, you return fire with anger, not love. But I believe the way to have true communication is to be completely honest, to let the walls fall down and to expose your heart as hurt, fragile, abused, insecure, needy, selfish, vulnerable, ugly, bitter, and naked as it is. There's this great quote from Marianne Williamson, and it says, "People hear you on the level you speak to them from. Speak from your heart, and they will hear with their heart." If you come with anger and frustration and bitterness, that's what you'll meet. But if you come with transparency, openness, allowing your heart to lead, that's what you'll meet. Being completely honest is looking deeper than the issue of the moment. It's searching your heart to find the deeper emotion that's screaming for attention. Are you really upset about how little housework he does, how much time he spends at work, how he seems to nitpick at everything you do wrong, how he doesn't show much affection anymore? Or is what is really happening that you want to feel like a team? Do you feel lonely and neglected? Do you feel like a bad person for your faults? Or do you feel unattractive and undesired? Being able to make those connections is not always an easy thing. Sometimes it really does feel like the issue is what's happening right now. But I assure you, it is not. We are extremely emotional creatures, and our thoughts feed those emotions, which then lead to our actions. And I'm sure you honestly believe that you are being honest when you speak to your husband. It's very clear to you what needs to happen to resolve whatever issue it is, and you hold nothing back in expressing your ideas. You are an open book with nothing to hide. I thought this way about myself for a long time, and I assure you that's not the full story of what's going on with you. In some way, we are all little children in these grown-up bodies, just wanting to be loved, just wanting to feel like we matter, and that we are seen as valuable and worthy of love. And we look to our spouses to fill in those empty spots without ever really saying so. In order to be more in tune with what's really going on for you and to be able to be completely honest in your communication, you need to spend some time in your own mind. So the next time something triggers you or an issue comes up that you want to talk with your husband about, I want you to sit on it for a while. Some of this process is introduced in the communication guide, but we're going to go a little bit deeper here. You can start by asking yourself these questions. One, what am I feeling right now? What am I feeling right now? Two, what am I really feeling if I dig deeper? What am I really feeling if I dig deeper? Three, what hurts? What hurts? Four, if he could see inside my heart, my husband would know that I, and then fill in the blank for yourself. If he could see inside my heart, my husband would know that I. Five, what really I want the most is, and fill in the blank, what really I want the most is. Six, what do I want my husband to do? What do I want my husband to do? Seven. Now, what do I really want my husband to do? What do I really want my husband to do? What kind of person am I wishing he would be? What kind of person am I wishing he would be? And then finally, if he were that type of person, then I would feel, then fill in the blank. If he were that type of person, then I would feel. So don't shortchange this process. We don't get a lot of time to spend reflecting on our emotions. We go along sort of on autopilot, not understanding why we feel a certain way, but still basing our actions and decisions on those misunderstood emotions. The next step is really around the concept of taking responsibility, because whatever is going on between you and your husband is going on between you and your husband. You play a role in that equation. That's not to say that something is your fault specifically, but the results you are seeing in your relationship are due to the interaction of the two of you. And because of that, it's important that you see yourself clearly and honestly in that equation. What is the role you play? Maybe it's reacting negatively to some of his patterns of behavior. Maybe it's complaining. Maybe it's focusing on all that's going wrong instead of appreciate what's working. Maybe it's having unrealistic expectation of what he will or won't do. P.S. If he's not doing what you'd expect, chances are your expectations are unrealistic for him. Otherwise, he'd come through. I'm not saying they're unrealistic in general, just for him right now, because clearly he's not doing it. I want you to also ask yourself, what could you be doing more or less of yourself? How could your ability to take responsibility help your communication be more productive? A lot of times we want our spouses to admit their mistakes and to take responsibility. And many times they should. But that street goes both ways, and there is always something we could be doing differently ourselves. And I will just leave that right there for now. So in the guide, you may remember that I also talked about being able to explain things in detail. So many times we think our logic will make sense and be clear to others. I mean, it's clear to us, so everyone should understand it, right? You already know the answer to that one. And I've actually heard this directly from my husband and lots of other people too, that lots of times men have no idea what we are upset about. They may know on some really superficial level, but still they don't really get it until we explain it to them. That means including what's triggered us, why it did so, and what we'd like to happen instead. But our minds are sometimes going 1,000 miles a minute. We can't even process it all ourselves, let alone explain it to someone else. Here is a quick little sentence structure to help you start getting it out in a clearer way. And there are going to be a lot of blanks for you to fill in here. So when blank happens, I feel blank, because then I think blank. So when blank happens, I feel, because then I think. And the second part is, what I'd like to see happen instead is blank, because it would blank. It's really important that you state the because part and that you share your feelings in your own thought processes. Envision that you are trying to explain this to a small child. And I don't mean that in any negative way, but really think about leaving no detail out. We think after we've been with someone for so long, they should just get it. And as women, that's how many of us operate. We can anticipate our husband's needs, preferences, and thought processes, but unfortunately, he's not wired that way. And he just can't do it. So again, here's the structure. When something happens, blank, whatever it is for you, when blank happens, I feel blank, because then I think blank. What I'd like to see happen instead is blank, because it would blank. One thing I want to mention is, of course, all of this is a work in progress, and it's likely that you're not going to get it right in the first conversation. And that's okay, because there's nothing wrong with going back and explaining yourself later. You can share how badly you feel the first conversation didn't go well and that you wanted to better explain yourself. Often, it's after a small conflict or even a big argument where we're in the silent treatment phase that most of this stuff really becomes clear. You have no other choice but to process what happened, and it's likely your husband is doing the same. So this can be used to either avoid conflict in the first place or to try to clean something up after something went wrong. And the last point I want to expand upon from the guide is to allow yourself to be vulnerable. That means giving up the thought that you have to somehow protect or hide your feelings from your husband. Marriage is supposed to be the most intimate human relationship we have. You should get to a place where you want to open your heart wide open and let everything that's in it pour out from a place of love and sincerity. There was a quote I heard of many, many years ago that has always stuck with me. And while I don't remember the exact words, it went something like this. By not sharing our deepest true selves with someone, we don't give them the chance to love us completely. And so by withholding a part of yourself, you won't be able to achieve that unconditional and pure love that you really want. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable looks differently to a lot of people. You may be listening and have suffered from some form of abuse in your life that has caused you to build up a huge wall. Or you may be listening and have so much trauma and crisis you've experienced in your marriage, you don't know any other way of being but to protect yourself in your heart because your husband can't be trusted with it. Or you may be listening and just grew up in a family or had experiences where that was just not how you do things. Whatever your situation, you can take some baby steps to becoming more vulnerable in your interactions with your husband. It may feel risky, but marriage in itself is a big risk. Where else in life do we promise to love someone in good times and bad without having a clue what's down the road? Yet you did that. Sure, your feelings may get hurt, you may cry, you may feel sad or rejected, but let's be honest. Aren't you already feeling and doing those things anyway? Those are a natural part of the human experience, but I promise you, being able to fully expose yourself, even in the face of that scary risk, will give you courage to live your life in a way you never have before. Here are some things to think about in your journey to being more vulnerable. One, love and accept yourself. Every single part. You have to first believe that you are perfectly flawed, that you are God's masterpiece, and there's nothing wrong with you. You are exactly where you need to become the person you were created to be. Believe that you are beautiful, that you are magnificent, that you are one of a kind for a reason. That there is no part of you that should feel shame or want to hide. Your past was perfect, and nothing has gone wrong. Your life unfolded exactly as it should to create the person you are right now at this very moment. Your husband was drawn to you, all your good and all your not so good, and he still chose you. He chose you because you are worthy of love and because you are amazing. You are loved. You are accepted. Every single inch. Number two, admit your emotions. If you're scared, be scared and say it. If you're worried, be worried and say it. The same goes for being sad, insecure, lonely, feeling like a failure, feeling abandoned, or feeling judged or talked about. For as much as you might think you are hiding it, those emotions are seeping out of your skin in so many different ways in your marriage. They're what's causing you to be unhappy, frustrated, angry, and upset. They are attached to all your words, your gestures, and your tone when you talk to your husband. But when you are able to admit them, you take away their power to negatively influence what's happening. Number three, ask for help. Your husband is your helpmate. And no matter where you are right now, deep down, he wants the best for you. He wants you to win, and he wants to help you get there. If you let him, right? If you let him. You don't have to figure this out all on your own. When you ask for help, help comes, and you get what you need. If there is a certain area you want to work on or grow in, ask for help and create room for that help to come from wherever it will. Okay, so this was a pretty heavy and deep session. Maybe it struck a chord with you and really gave you something to think about. I hope so. I want to leave you with a few more affirmations to declare over yourself as you work on being completely honest. And like before, just listen. Let them soak into your mind or create your own that really speak to you. I am capable of speaking from the deepest parts of my heart in a way that truly represents what I feel. I am capable of speaking from the deepest parts of my heart in a way that truly represents what I feel. I allow myself to be vulnerable, even in the face of fear and possible rejection, because that's where I get my true courage and power. I allow myself to be vulnerable, even in the face of fear and possible rejection, because that's where I get my true courage and power. I am able to clearly communicate in a way that's clear to my husband and moves us forward toward a mutual understanding. I am able to clearly communicate in a way that's clear to my husband and moves us forward toward a mutual understanding. I am an amazing, incredible person who accepts myself and loves all that I am and all that I am becoming. I am an amazing, incredible person who accepts myself and loves all that I am and all that I am becoming. I have a heart that is strong and open to experiencing love and acceptance at the deepest level. I have a heart that is strong and open to experiencing love and acceptance at the deepest level. So that's it for now. Feel free to listen to this session again and again. I'm sure you'll have new insights each time. Until next time, have a wonderful day.